I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. You can't tell the wind when to blow or the sun when to shine. And that's kind of the rap on solar and wind power from critics who say you can never replace traditional energy sources like fossil fuels and nuclear power. But Germany is not heeding the critics. It's decided that it's going to replace those traditional energy sources with renewables. It's an ambitious plan, but the country has not yet solved a basic problem: how to store solar and wind power when there's more than you need so it can be used later when it's needed most. The last couple of days, we've been hearing about some innovations that could help meet that challenge. Today, in the last of his reports from Germany, The World's environment editor Peter Thompson has this look at a potential game changer: the possibility of storing green electricity as a fuel and using it to drive cars.
Coffee latte or cappuccino or coffee? Coffee
creme.
Okay. So I'm in one of those American-style mini-mart gas station places, only this one's in Berlin, and the guys I'm riding with are ordering me a coffee, and everything's pretty normal, except that suddenly I look out the window and remember, holy crap, we're in the future. Because that car outside, the one we're driving in, doesn't run on gasoline, or diesel fuel, or batteries. It runs on hydrogen, the stuff that makes the sun go. People have been fantasizing about hydrogen cars forever. It was the car of the future before the Prius and the Tesla were the car of the future. And it still is. But here I am, about to head off across the German countryside in a hydrogen-powered Mercedes. So we grab our coffees and head back out to fill up the car, a beautiful little silver hatchback.
Put it on.
And it works pretty much the same as a regular car, which is the point, really, to help make the switch as seamless as possible. Except that instead of gasoline that gets burned in an engine, we're tanking up with pressurized hydrogen gas that creates electricity. And we get back in the car and head out, and it's quiet and smooth and exciting. But I soon realize I really should curb my enthusiasm because, well, the future is still not quite here.
So you think we'll make it to Prenzlauer and back?
I hope so.
You see, the pump back at the gas station didn't actually work the way it was supposed to. We couldn't top off the tank. And there isn't another place to fill up on hydrogen between Berlin and where we're going, a town called Prenzlau, about 70 miles from here. So it's possible that before we get back, we'll run out of gas. I mean hydrogen. I'm here in Germany to look at some of the innovations that are helping advance the country's radical transition from traditional forms of energy to renewables, but I'm also getting a reality check on that transition.
We're still right at the beginning, very beginning of a new energy system in Germany.
That's one of my traveling companions, Lutz Wiese, with the energy giant Vattenfall. As we leave Berlin behind, we start seeing the most visible representations of that new system: windmills, big bunches of them. They symbolize the success of renewables here, but also their limitations, because wind and solar are intermittent. Some days, Wiese says, you get even more than you need.
And there are other days where the production is close to zero.
So that's one of the big challenges: how to fix that imbalance. Which brings us back to hydrogen, and this car, and the place we're going, and the guy I'm going to meet there.
My name is Robert Döring. I'm head of communications at Enertrag, and I welcome you.
We're on a patch of bare dirt surrounded by big open fields. We made it to Prenzlau. It's a place without many people, but a lot of wind and windmills, some looming right above us. And there's a big concrete shed with a machine inside that runs on some of that wind power, and that Robert Döring's company, Enertrag, hopes will help fix the imbalance between renewable energy supply and demand.
This project demonstrates that renewable energy is capable of providing energy demand-sided.
That is, when people need it, not just when nature provides it. And the way to do that?
Even when the wind turbines are not turning because the wind is not there, we store the wind power in the form of hydrogen, and we can use it for different purposes.
In other words, it turns wind power into hydrogen. Hydrogen that can be stored, moved, and turned back into electricity whenever it's needed.
So let's go inside. No smoking, please. All right.
Döring opens the shed doors to reveal a big room with a bunch of pipes and cables and two big tanks, one with a bright blue O on it, the other with a bright red H.
This is the electrolyzer. You put electricity, wind energy, in this electrolyzer. You have a water system in here, and the electricity splits up the water into hydrogen and into oxygen.
Like Döring said, you can use that hydrogen for lots of things. Feed it into what's called a fuel cell, and it can regenerate most of the electricity that went into it, to power a home or a car, like the one that got us here from Berlin, and I hope will get us back. And here's the key to it all.
There is no emissions.
For many folks, making clean hydrogen from wind and solar is something of a holy grail for the new green economy. And with this system, Enertrag is the first company to do it directly. You can see where the juice comes from when you step outside.
It's those big wind turbines over there.
During admits there are big challenges ahead for green hydrogen. And some folks say they're betting on the wrong horse, that the future of green energy storage for cars is actually in batteries. But there's a lot of momentum behind hydrogen. Here in Germany, some big energy companies are involved. Hydrogen filling stations are starting to pop up, and Mercedes is seeding the market with a few dozen of its fuel cell cars. Back in the U.S., Hyundai, Toyota, and Honda will all be selling or leasing fuel cell cars this year. Of course, in the immediate future, there's the question of hydrogen just getting us back to Berlin.
So how are we doing on our fuel? Are we going to make it back?
Yeah, sure. I think so, yeah.
But only if we crawl along the Autobahn at 60 miles an hour.
Stay at 100 kilometers per hour because it takes really lots of energy to drive really, really fast.
And Germany wants to drive really, really fast on the Autobahn and in its energy transition. For the world, I'm Peter Thompson, Prenzlau, Germany.
Peter's reports from Germany were produced with support from the Heinrich Böll Foundation. You can see pictures of the hydrogen-powered Mercedes and catch the entire series at PRI.org.